Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
IS, they're reporting, is the richest terrorist group in history. Tens of billions of dollars. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, you name it, funding. Western allies would not be doing that if it wasn't part of a larger plan. And again, some of these terror attacks, because IS is real terrorist group. They're just being turned loose like piranhas in your pool. I agree. I'm not there, but I've seen the preparations. I've talked to military sources I've got, and they say, no, we've heard all the fake terror alerts. And those same sources have told me when they're fake. They're saying by this September 11th, they are expecting terror attacks in Europe, the UK, and the United States. Now, that may not happen. But the word is we're basically standing down for something because it can all be a diversion from what's happening in Russia. So that really clicks what John in the UK was saying. Please continue, John.
Yeah, thank you. What I was trying to explain what I meant when I said that I think that a terrorist attack here could function as a diversion to disguise the real agenda. What I'm concerned will happen is that if there is a terrorist attack here, and I would remind you that Riyad Khan is from Cardiff, and there are known cells that function from Cardiff. If there is a terrorist attack here, that will be an ideal pretext for the government to say, oh dear, look, we need to be very careful about the flow of funds. We need to implement much more stringent measures with respect to movement of funds within the country. Now, I think you're aware that we owe something like 500% of our GDP here in the UK at the moment. And when you factor in our obligations, our future obligations in terms of social security and pensions, it's something like 900%, which is pretty much what it was, you know, when they were decorating their walls with, you know, banknotes in Germany. Yes. In the 1940s. Now, I just to give you a little bit of background without wasting your time, I work abroad. I'm only currently in the UK. I've got a flat here in the Bay, which is one of the five locations locally that they're hosting these meetings with these 60 world leaders. And I work abroad. I have a number of foreign businesses. And within the last year, or let me say 18 months, I've had two of my accounts frozen. And it's not just Lagarde, what's her name?
IMF.
Yeah. It's also your people. You may have an account. You're operating a legitimate business, trying to fund your workers, just doing normal everyday stuff, nothing exciting. And then you get an accusation from the Treasury that your bank may be supporting Hezbollah or something. And
when meanwhile the government is protecting them, supporting them, letting them back in, they use the threat in general. Yes, all over the Western world, they're now training us for internal currency controls, capital controls, getting us ready for bail-ins, training us that our money isn't our money.
Yeah, I don't know if you've read the report Taxing Times on the IMF website sometime in the middle of last year.
No, I haven't.
Christine Lagarde was advocating the idea that they should just siphon off 10%.
I did see the derivative news articles off that report. Yes, I did see that.
Okay. But I mean, personally, I think when you look at it, say the UK debt, and the UK is a very significant economy within the context of what's going on in the European Union at the moment. If there's an increase in interest rates, 10% is not going to be anything like ambitious enough for Lagarde and people working with her. So I think they actually need some kind of a crisis which is going to be able to justify.
Yes, sir. Actually, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. You can pull up the article from last year. They want a Marshall Plan around a military conflict that's large enough to take the bankruptcy of Europe and the EU into a global superstate. And the detonator is Ukraine, which is what you're saying. They want to line it up for Russia. I want to get your final take on that, John. We're going into more overdrive. Danny, and then Jack, and John, and Film from Nova Scotia, and we're done.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
As threat of nuclear war grows, public attention turns to Justin Bieber. Public's preoccupation with Bieber's personal life highlights decline of Western society. Yeah, it's one of the top search terms instead of nuclear war, stuff like that. We're finishing up with John in the UK, a very interesting caller. So he's a multinational businessman getting his bank accounts, paying employees messed with constantly by the UK and the US. What's happening is medium-sized and small-time international business people are being harassed. Everything's being shut down. You're not allowed to legally take some money and put it in the Bahamas or put it in Switzerland. That's after tax. They come and steal that from you. They just upped it sevenfold, I think, or is it sixfold? I saw the headline Sunday. The cost to get rid of your U.S. citizenship. When I was flying out to Las Vegas a few years ago to be interviewed by Jesse Ventura for his TV show, I saw them ripping through some guy's deal, and he had 6 silver coins. And they were like, what are these? And he was a computer programmer. Turned out he'd flown on the same flight with me to Vegas. He was a listener. He goes, oh, Alex Jones, I'll tell you when I'm done. So he comes over and talks to me, and I did an interview, put it out. And they were trying to take his five silver coins that he just took with him, and he was going to go do some computer business for 3 days. But while he was there, he was going to go to a coin convention and just see what he could sell the coins for. They weren't worth that much. They weren't even really collectibles. But he just thought it was crazy. They almost took him. That's what this is all about. You can get into the country. They just don't want you to get out. That's what Ron Paul said about 7 years ago. This border fence isn't for the illegals. It's for us. And that's really what it is. So finish up your point there, John, in the UK. NATO meetings, you're there in Cardiff where this is all going on. And his lordship, his excellency, Barack Obama, will be arriving tomorrow.
But Alex, please allow me to jump straight to the main reason for this call, and I'll be extremely brief. I concluded a while ago that if we don't counterattack, if we don't do something about this, eventually we're going to get totally done over and we're going to lose the opportunity to act. And so I started working on a project a couple of years ago. I should let you know that actually I've subscribed to your channel for 10 years. I've been a listener to you for 10 years.
Wow, thanks for putting up with me.
No. Thank you very much indeed. In fact, a lot of your perspectives have actually informed my investment strategy. But anyway, so very often people call into your show and they say, oh, dear, Alex, look what just happened to me. People are stealing my children. You know, TSA is trying to kind of rape me in the open and all this kind of thing. And you say to them, yeah, send us an email. There's not really much more you can do. And it occurred to me that the only way that we can actually kind of gain kind of tactical domination of the info war is if we have a central portal where everybody can contribute. Like a moment ago, you just had a guy called Blake calling in, and he said, well, what he thinks we should do is, and you know, I thoroughly respect his humility. He sounds like a great guy. But what he essentially was saying is that we've got to go and grovel to these disingenuous people, and we've got to go and supplicate them and hope that they're going to be willing to represent our concerns to the rest of the world. I'd long thought we need to have our own central portal where we can all publish our own news articles. And so using proceeds from some of my concerns, I've created such a portal, and I wanted to present it to you, you know, as, you know, like a junior warrior, which
oh, come on. You're not a junior warrior.
No, I'm serious. I really am. What this then means is that if, for example, you're badly treated at a checkpoint or something like that, you just get out your camera, take a YouTube video or whatever, log straight into the site and upload it with the location data as well.
So it's like a people's leaks. It's a news leaks where we're constantly leaking reality.
Yes, exactly. And it's also kind of geolocated. So if there's trouble going down and somebody wants support, or you see a story close to where you are, you can navigate there and you can go and help and you can capture more.
Sounds like a genius idea. Let me ask you this. What is the URL? Because my cousin Buckley was saying, this guy sounds like an interesting fellow. You ought to find out who he is and have him on as a guest. Tell us, I mean, are you ready to tell folks about what you've created?
Yes, I am. The website is myreports.com. But it's spelt with an I and a Z, as you Americans say. So that's like MIREPORTZ.com.
Well, very interesting, and we'll check that out. Maybe get you on as a guest, because that's a great idea. I hope the site gets a lot of traffic so we can beta test it. But it's MI:reports with a Z. And what's the actual URL again?
Yeah, just www.MIREPORTZ.com. So yeah, forget about the colon. That's a distraction. It's based on we've got a series, but we don't advertise anything else because, you know, I've got a kind of ongoing agenda to work against the interests of large corporations, because everywhere I go, you see small businesses going bust. They just can't compete with...
Sure, because the big corporations get the laws written worldwide to shut you down. It's not that we're against a Walmart, because they're just Walmart and successful. It's that they literally run game, all actuaried out, to shut everything down. Look, they're the ones financing not just Walmart, but Berkshire Hathaway, you name it, these moves to block lemonade stands and block farmers markets. They want you only coming to them. And it's suicidal to support these big chains and big operations. I really appreciate your call, and we'll check into that, John. Very interesting caller. Very exciting. People should go check that out. Give us your review of it. Danny in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex, I was calling you. I wasn't really wanting to talk about politics.
Yes, sir.
But I was wanting you to give a testimony to everyone out there about, like, our ancestors, like, had the Scottish and the Irish and the Saxons, and then, like, our Aboriginal, like, you talk about your Aboriginal ancestors, the Native Americans. Can you give a testimony to everyone about, like, how that awakening of the DNA and how that feels? Can you give a quick testimony? Then I got 2 points to make.
Well, I just saw a scientific report out over the weekend where they've, again, scientifically proven brain-to-brain communication, basically ESP. It's like your brain is broadcasting. There's a lot of things we don't understand, but that all the ancients were aware of. But again, we don't know exactly how it works. But they've now scientifically proven that it would take hours to get into it, but I promise you, I want to do a special report on epigenetics. I'm going to get more scientists on the subject. But long story short, it's not just in mammals. They can take chickens and raise them for 10 generations inside of a room that doesn't have trees, doesn't have images, anything in it. And then they can start projecting on the ceiling circles and things going by, and they don't care. But you have a hawk fly over, they all squawk and scream and run and hide in the chicken coop. And it is not learned. It is an instinct. And it goes way beyond that. And so when you start fighting for liberty, fighting for freedom, fighting for survival, that's why they say humans get better under stress. It then activates all of these instincts that go beyond instincts and are just like compressed data with digital information. We have compressed racial memory in there. That has been passed on through the DNA, through the mitochondrial DNA, through all of it. And the question is, how complex is it? Or how detailed is it? And that's why they have ritual. That's why they have rites of passage. The system is aware of this and uses the knowledge to program what traits they want in the ancestral memories, which areas they want to unlock versus areas they want to keep dormant. And so they're activating our worst aspects to control us while trying to shutter our best aspects. And they found in times of prayer, in times of meditation, the brainwaves raise to a higher level, and it begins unlocking a lot of that. That's why they put the fluoride in the water, the flicker rate in the TV. Everything is about suppressing brainwaves, consciousness, so that we don't go to the next level that we're meant to live in and care about being honorable and have a connection and have discernment. They want us kind of dumbed down and giggling and cynical and hateful and mindless and petty so that we don't transcend up to a level to be able to commune with God. And the world is so complex. It's one cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. But everything is about suppressing our awakening, suppressing our development, because you live again through your children. But also those that live before us, it's not just our children that we're going to live through and their great-grandchildren. It's that we already are that expression of everybody before us. It's so epic on this planet with our ancestors seeing that same moon and that same sun and all the experiences and the shared griefs and the racial, cultural memories are all there. And it's just so much more important than stupid Hollywood stuff. It's so much more important than somebody laughing at you because you're trying to warn them and it's their defense mechanism. You see what a sad victim they are, who don't have any connection to their past or whose ancestors were just incredibly, you know, just servile slaves to the system. Being a slave a lot of times means you're even stronger if you had that in your background versus people that come from someplace so corrupt and so evil that they're just people say that's a bad family or that's a bad gene pool, that's a bad group of people. Well, you look at the globalists, they want to kill all of us saying we've got bad gene pools. They've got the bad psychopathic predatory gene pools. And it's got to be dealt with. And so it comes down to that, this ancient battle that our ancestors fought with evil people. And everybody's got a mix of good and bad in their background, but it depends on the larger spectrum of it. And then you do have free will. You can choose what path you want to go down. But if you have a preponderance of good people in your background, you're going to gravitate towards the good no matter what it takes. And then, I mean, literally, I am a manifestation of all the people that came before me. And then it makes total sense that my ancestors acted just like I'm acting, because it's who I am. I am them. They are me. It's incredible communion.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm your masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
Here's what's happening.
You that build all the bombs.
Humanity has developed unbelievably powerful technologies. on so many fronts that are being turned towards control, turned towards social manipulation. And according to DARPA, who invented the internet and set up the modern infrastructure we live under, within just a few years, devices are coming out where they won't store data natively, or very little. You'll be forced onto a cloud-like system. Cloud computing, headed up by Amazon, Google, and Apple, Oracle, Cisco, and others, openly admits that they're co-housing their servers with the NSA and the CIA, and that Microsoft has basically been part of the intelligence combine since its founding, along with IBM. So when I talk about hundreds of stars having their photos grabbed by a hacker who was able to break into the Apple cloud, it's a fact that these systems make us insecure, not secure. All you had to do was get into the cloud, search by their names, find their accounts, and download it. And I have nothing to hide on my cell phone. It's like photos of my children and sunsets and things like that. But if you don't turn off the function, it geolocates every photo. It tells people where you're at when you take a photo if you tweet it, if you don't go remove that function. Imagine what that does for thieves and criminals and governments. See, and it was all built just like, if you go back more than 15, 16 years ago, MIT, DARPA, the Department of Transportation, and the same thing in Europe and Asia, all standardized, would have these big meetings in London and Chicago and Sydney and Tokyo. You can go read the minutes of the public meetings about how there'll be surveillance robots on every street corner and drones and armored vehicles, and everything you do will be up on a big cloud, and they'll be able to control your speech in real time, and how all the cars would have a standardized GPS tracking to tax you and track you by the mile. And then I watched them phase it in, put the boxes in the last 5 years globally, and now they're passing regulations to make it the law to tax you by the mile. Just, it's all happening. And I'm going to say it again. All premeditated, all decided by global governance corporate boards that are unelected. Just like the Trans-Pacific partnerships, the North American partnerships, the EU partnerships all start as trade deals. And then pretty soon, they're running the countries and the countries have no power. And then what does the EU and global governance model do when it has control of you? Paul Watson did a video report on this yesterday that is very powerful that I want to get and play in the next segment. EU to ban toasters and vacuum cleaners because of, quote, global warming. And put a tax on all the others you buy at the store. Now, why would they do that? Because it's about control. If they can tell you that you can't have a vacuum cleaner, I mean, they're cutting them down where the vacuum cleaner won't even clean. They can push you back to the Stone Age. And in government districts, get a load of this, they get waivers on it. It's about controlling technology at its source. It's about setting precedents that we tell you how big your toilet is, what type of light bulbs you get, how big your yard can be, how many kids you can have, where, how many times you can go on vacation, how much beef you can have. This is all their Plandopolis model on record from their own words, where from cradle to grave, social workers will run our lives. And it's here. And it's premeditated. And I get up here on air and say, don't let the Department of Transportation or Obama, with an executive order, start the forced taxation of cars by the mile. And people just say, that doesn't exist, it'll never happen. It will never get Obamacare either. We'll never, ever see Obama just legalize all the illegals by fiat. Already done it. We have to wake up that we have bad people who have bad plans for us and our families in charge. I'm going to come back and just go through huge news on the Middle East. Absolutely huge. Where Al-Qaeda is basically attacking all over the world, from Pakistan to Somalia, from Egypt to Iraq, and now they're saying they're getting ready to hit Texas.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For new listeners who may have tuned in for the first time in Los Angeles or Oklahoma City or other cities where we have new affiliates, I am trying to bring hope to the situation. But the only hope we have, I'm not trying to be scary or negative here, the only hope we have is realizing in our gut and in our minds intellectually, deep down, that the social engineers that are running our globe, the technocrats, have it out for us on record and have built the civilization that we're living in. They basically hijacked what our forebears built, what we built, and they've built into it multivariant, multifaceted Trojan horse systems of domination, degradation, control, physical and mental illness. They are carrying out a soft kill war developed by British, German, and U.S. eugenicists more than 100 years ago. If you don't know what a social engineer is, if you don't know what eugenics is, it's what governs everything, not fantasy football, not tailgating. And I like a good tailgate with some brisket and a cold drink as much as anybody. But that's the average man's god, is just go to work, make money, go home, watch TV, watch SportsCenter, have a good time. Okay, well, then don't have kids then if you have that attitude, okay? Because they want to shoot your kids up with a bunch of poisonous vaccines. You're being socially, genetically, and mentally manipulated. The GMO kills the lab animals in every major test out there or mutates them. You're living in a science fiction movie is what I'm trying to get across to you. Not my opinion. And they kept saying drones will replace all military by 2025. And now they're like, oh, by 2020. Oh, now by 2018. See, they always tell you it's coming off the future. Then suddenly today, the headline said everywhere, humanoid robots to hit the stores. Japan unveils fastest two-legged robot in the world. Those stories are up on DrudgeReport.com and they're on Infowars.com. But that's what we're talking about. It's all just being rolled out now by, oh, gee, well, you know what? We are watching everything you do and controlling it. But Homeland Security's lost track of 6,000 foreigners on student visas who were listed as dangerous. And now a British company is invading the U.S. with crowdsourcing political campaigns where they claim it's all grassroots, but they'll push with the media the ones they want to promote to even give more money. And Obama has come out and said, yes, Democrats, you need, average Democrat, give us money. And then you will outdo the special interest. No, they'll just take your money as well. Joe Biden has come out and said, we're going to play the clip coming up, let's take America back. You know, when Republicans or libertarians say that, they claim it's code for racist. Of course, if you say death panels are horrible and point out where they are in the bill, they go, that's racist too. But see, that's 1984. When they use that term, it's okay. Take America back. The Democratic Party has run this country since its inception. The Democratic Party basically founded the Ku Klux Klan. The Democratic Party runs this nation. The Republican just plays second fiddle as a placeholder and fake opposition. I mean, you are the president. You've had the Senate and for a while the House. You've got the governors. You've got everything. So you do run things with the dollar devaluation and the corporate welfare and the society breaking down. And the idea with their lean forward, that's a Leninist, Karl Marxian, even predates Lenin, but that's a Lenin slogan, lean forward. This is how dumb they think you are. Your children belong to the state. You didn't build your business. Lean forward. It's just for anyone who studied history, this is so over the top, ladies and gentlemen. It's Twilight Zone. And the scientific dictators openly write in their own books. They do this because it works. We follow the same patterns over and over again. So I'm just basically here watching us go over the edge of a cliff. Watching the preparations for civil war, watching the preparations to let Al-Qaeda, now rebranded IS, attack the United States and Europe, and then they'll just build up the paramilitary forces and the police, and then point them at gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, the Tea Party. And I told you that 12, 13 years ago. I told you that 6 years ago. I told you that a month ago. You now notice it's all happening because I've learned their algorithm. I've learned how the globalists operate. 1 year ago, Over 75% of Americans, we have the polls today. Steve Watson wrote an article about it at InfoWars.com. Or almost 80% of Americans, depending on the poll, some were higher, but I say 75, 76, that was the average poll, it was a bunch of them, was against aiding Al-Qaeda in overthrowing Syria because the narrative got out through this show and through others and then Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, and others that we don't want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. The military rebelled, and that was a magic moment. I just got chills. I really did. A magic moment. Where when they finally called that off and General Dempsey went and said there's going to be a military rebellion, we will not back Al-Qaeda, I cried. And I rarely cry, folks. I literally didn't boo-hoo like somebody died. It was tears of joy. I was smiling in the car, leaning on the steering wheel, driving in traffic, racked with joy that we could be a moral nation again. We could turn the tide. We'll never be perfect, but try to be good, try to be honest, try to be on the right side of history. And it was such a Death Star destruction level event, I cried. Bigger than when we got the secret UN documents, and it's really all about carbon taxes and eugenics and destroying the third world. When we got that secret document that was confirmed to be authentic, and we basically broke it here on the air with Lord Monckton, I didn't cry. I actually had the guys go get champagne. We had champagne on air. And you watch, that crippled their whole carbon tax operation that's still alive, but barely. It was like the Death Star blowing up. I mean, I know you're excited when your team wins the finals or semifinals or wins the Rose Bowl or what. I understand. But when we're toe-to-toe against eugenicists sworn to destroy us and we have major devastating victories against them, I want to celebrate them. The enemy is not going to celebrate these victories for us. It is a celebration that we reach 20 million people a week on all the different platforms we have. It's a celebration that we dominate Boxy and Roku and iTunes and hundreds of other platforms that we're on where people can vote with, you know, just clicking a true vote in the market of ideas. I'm not bragging about us. I'm giving you the good news. It is a true victory that so-called alternative news sites that were called tabloid and all this other bull by dinosaur state-run media are now the dominant media in their constellation. And by that, together in our groups, promoting liberty, promoting real news, real ideas, doesn't mean we even all agree with each other. An InfoWars.com, a WorldNet Daily, a DrudgeReport.com, a Blaze, whatever. Even though none of us are perfect or have all the answers, together, the marketplace of ideas, the listeners, the commenters, the people, the guest, is creating a alternative to the establishment that is closer to reality by light years than what the establishment's putting out, who's trying to deceive. I was on the elliptical for 45 minutes this morning, and I was watching MSNBC monitoring state-run media, literally, and it is a chore. It was work. With the audio off, just reading the text, because if I look at the fake narcissistic confidence faces they're making that they get coached on, the dumbed-down masses just looking confidence, all that matters, with their victims that, you know, that watch them. So I read the text. I don't look at their faces because to watch them premeditatedly perched on the public, feeding on everyone, makes you want to throw up. But I was sitting there and just seeing how they do it. Well, this is going to make Latinos mad. Obama is going to wait till after the midterm elections. He promised by the end of August to take executive action, to legalize them by fiat, and to stop deportations. But he didn't do that. Well, it's probably a good calculation because we can get more done later, you know, if we don't do this. Within that 30 seconds was just every word was a lie. Everything they said was a preposition propaganda point to reassert other mindless base propaganda. First off, the idea that if you're a, quote, Latino, set to be within 5 years the majority in the United States, already the majority and under the age of 15, it's your country. You really want to be socialist or globalist? But if you want to take it from a racial position, it's your country. You understand that? But see, they can sell, oh, no, it's your country when you sign on to gun control, socialism, and open borders with a collapsing Latin America that everyone's trying to flee. So here, let's turn it into that completely. Let's politically adopt what did that there. Devaluation of the currencies, paramilitary police. It just goes from there. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, just right down to Z. Number one lie, see, every two, three words was a lie. Latinos are going to be angry because, again, reasserting, repositioning, reapplying that if you're, quote, Latino, we're going to tell you how to think, and you are going to support the Democratic Party, and you're going to support the North American Union, and you're going to support an open end to this country. With whatever we want to do into the North American Union, that's a bunch of foreign offshore globalists wanting to totally destroy us on record. And then they went on to say Obama isn't going to act like he said he would, because that was all a feint. They already acted in January, legalizing almost all the illegals, 5 years to even 3 years to 5 years to even have a deportation hearing. Totally fake, just legalizing whoever can come here, loading them on government-paid-for buses, and shipping them to Democratic Party facilities where the Democrats get $6,000 to $7,000 per group of three people to be put in each house as a new form of income to the churches and Democratic Party operatives to literally house and sponsor the invasion and then set up another house with that new group within 1 year to then bring the next phase in to those homes, and then you get another home and you move them in. And that's the plan, and no one can even see it happening in plain view. A military asymmetrical program. Within 5 years, it will empty out the populations of Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. Mainstream news. That's the Congressional Budget Office looked at Obama's amnesty plan that he's done by fiat, would empty out the entire populations of three Latin American countries, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. The boldness. This is 21st century warfare. And it's to bring the country down and turn us into something like Guatemala, politically. And the elites are all in big government districts, armed fortresses, while we're all out here literally bankrupt on our knees. But don't worry, there'll be government handouts just enough to keep you under their control, like Chavez in Venezuela. Whew, I mean, you talk about diabolical precision. Now, I'm just giving you 30 seconds of one thing I sat there, because I watched almost an hour, 45 minutes of it. And I had to see the drug ads and the I see all the programming. Now, they think we're so disconnected from reality that they're saying imminent terror attack in El Paso at Fort Bliss. We're sending our reporters there right now. It could happen within days to weeks. Prepare for it. Going to happen, and the border's wide open, and they've basically sealed the base. Feds warn of imminent terror threat on U.S. border. Sources say ISIS operatives will use vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices in attacks. And again, if an attack comes, it'll be a real attack, or it could be provocateur, it could be totally staged, and they just claim some ISIS group that have some NSA, you know, or FBI-produced video come out, as we've caught them doing before with the CIA, putting the government logo, the Pentagon logo, in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, with the grandson of the former head of the ADL, who's Jewish, supposedly commanding Al-Qaeda. I mean, why does anyone even buy this? It's just so ridiculous. And so that's what we're facing, is they may drive in some crazy jihadis right across the border with a dump truck full of, you know, 2 tons of C4, and it blows up a third of the military base, like the Beirut attack on the embassy. You got an area of the U.S. embassy overrun and taken over in Tripoli. You got U.S. drone strikes in Somalia, targets al-Shabaab leader. Scores killed as Boko Haram insurgents overrun Nigerian town. 5,000 flee for their lives. War propaganda works. Large majority of Americans now want military action in Syria and Iraq to, quote, take out ISIS. But But all they're going to do is end up guaranteed bombing, quote, other people, too. We think the Iraqi government fired a missile. We think Assad did it. And the public's so dumb, they'll go, yeah, that Assad, when al-Qaeda has been there for 4 years attacking them. Here's that story by Steve Watson. War propaganda works. Large majority of Americans now want military action in Syria, Iraq. Complete turnaround on attitudes from 1 year ago. And it's a 180 turn in the polls from 70-plus percent being against it to the other way around. Some polls 60% to 20. So there you go. Meanwhile, get this. In the UK, if you say you don't like open borders, they will come and arrest you saying it's a thought crime. I'm not kidding. Look it up. If you say the word homosexual, they say that's hurtful, and they will have you arrested like Robin Page, the BBC presenter. But the jihadis are allowed to be on TV calling for blowing the government up. UK government proposes forced de-radicalization of returning jihadis. Proposals agreed by Conservative Party and Liberal Democrats to give them a training course when they come back. I'm not joking. They come back from chopping Christians' heads off, blowing up churches, blowing up non-radical Muslim mosques, and we're going to give you a government course. That's because they work for them. The head of the 7/7 bombings that came out was MI6. The U.S. FBI even admitted that on Fox News. Okay? It's run by the globalists. I'm trying to explain that again. And when they build up a police state to fight al-Qaeda here in America, ISIS, it will be used on the American people.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'll be right back. openly run by foreign banks. Alex Jones here back live. Thanks for joining us. Who publicly gives weapons and support to Al-Qaeda to attack Assad, to attack Egypt, to attack Libya. And the jihadis are so out of control, they go and attack the U.S. substation and kill the ambassador. Our military is ordered to stand down so that Al-Qaeda can get the three warehouses of weapons, including at that one warehouse, folks, they believe over 10,000 MPATs. Another 5,000 they got other places. 15,000 surface-to-air missiles. Can you imagine what Al-Qaeda can do with 15,000 MPATs? One person with an MPAT could create an airliner disaster. You blow them up on takeoff or landing. And these guys have 15,000 of them. And our southern border is wide open. We broke, folks. And I'm ashamed to even say that for our country, that InfoWars had to do it. That they pull up in buses and from Mexico. The Border Patrol is ordered to load them on buses. Democratic Party operatives come and give them their vouchers to go anywhere in the country they want to the safe houses. It's such a joke that when I fly, they want me to take my shoes off, go through a naked body scanner. But on record, it was released 2 weeks ago. The illegals have to show no ID. They get profiled that they're from Mexico or Latin America, and they go right through. I mean, that is such bull. But of course, we're chumps. We put up with it, so we will live under it. We're jokes, people. We put up with police checkpoints, police blood draws. Oh, the drunk drivers, we have to get rid of your Fourth Amendment. Bull. And I don't blame the police, even though they're following unconstitutional orders, because that's pointless. Blame the legislatures. Blame the city councils. Blame the feds. Blame the standardization of policing so we have the same policing in the U.S. they have in England or Australia. It's global standardized. The same global cloud, the same global surveillance, the same global NSA, the same global Gardasil. They gave Gardasil in Japan and India, and it killed so many people, both countries banned it. Not here. They double down and go, now all the boys need to take it at age 11. There's no deaths from boys from papillomavirus. 4,000 women die a year from it. That's one of the rarest cancers out of 315 mil. People, 4,000 die a year. And usually they have an autoimmune disease like AIDS, and that's how it kills you. You got to basically have AIDS for papillomavirus. You know papillomavirus strains are in dirt, and so you fall on your hand. Elbows when you're a kid in the dirt and you get warts on your elbows, that's a papillomavirus, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to go take a shot that's known to kill people because, oh my gosh, there's a sexually transmitted form of it. Oh my gosh, how scary. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I mean, this is how stupid it is. Our borders are open. Al-Qaeda is set to attack. Our reporters are going down there to cover it. And when Al-Qaeda blows up Fort Bliss or something or blows up a school, I'm going to lose my freedom. My children are. You are. And the whole end game is about taking your pension funds and running your life. So all of you that go along with this, go play your fantasy football or just say I'm wrong or, oh, that guy's a radical. I'm not a radical. This is all in black and white right now. They are escalating the war with Russia. Of course the Russians have troops in eastern Ukraine. They're battling for their oil infrastructure. And you've got NATO, and they're trying to start World War III, and now Putin says he can take Kiev in 2 weeks. Vladimir Putin warns European leaders. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. We're going to take your phone calls, too. Talk about political correctness, though. We can't have any border now because it's racist. It turned out in England that giant Muslim...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions.
The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.